Are banks really lending money to businesses?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
There is a major discussion going around about the Dodd-Frank Act of 2010, which was designed to more deeply regulate financial organizations. By mid-2010, even after many banks were rescued by taxpayer money, the financial crisis had wiped out some 10% of all the commercial banks in the U.S. The Act includes significant tightening of lending regulations, consumer protection, and particularly what is called the Volcker Rule, which restricts financial organizations' ability to engage in speculative investment. Like every piece of legislation, regulatory agencies implement the law by instituting new rules, some of which may be unintended by their legislators. The biggest macro complaint about the Act is that it has limited businesses' ability to borrow, and there are anecdotal information to that end. However, for an outsider, it is hard to know why a loan was denied. So let's look at the big picture. Are banks lending, and is it much less than what it was before the law went into effect? After the financial crash, banks significantly cut back in lending money to businesses. It should be noted that even in good times, banks don't lend money to people or businesses who need money. They lend money to those who can pay back their loans with reasonable certainty. As the financial crisis became obvious, bank lending dropped rapidly. By the time Dodd-Frank became law, the volume of business loans had already dropped by 25%. And interestingly enough, the volume of business loans started to climb after the law was passed. Between then and November 2016, just last year, banks increased the total volume of their business loans by an average of more than $12 billion a month. What happened over the last couple of months that the talk of repealing Dodd-Frank became prominent? Actually, the total volume of business loans has dropped by a very small $3.4 billion. What appears to be a major problem with Dodd-Frank regulation is its bureaucratic approach to bank size. It is not that it has one size fits all. However, it appears that the regulators deal with community banks as if they are mini global banks. While for Citibank, adding a whole department to document compliance is just a minor inconvenience. For a small community bank, that kind of a cost could make the difference between profit and loss. Since the passage of Dodd-Frank, U.S. banks have increased their business loans by 77%. So they are lending and lending a lot more. The problem with the law appears to be in its application to the smaller community banks. The hope is that instead of repealing a law that has increased consumer protection and prohibits risky lending and investment, corrections are made to the regulation to allow a realistic compliance regime for smaller community banks. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.